Devontae back out there for you guys?
Oh, it's good. You know, anytime you can get him back on the field and get him to work, it's always a good thing. So I thought he's done a great job all through training camp, had some time to sit out. But he looks pretty good coming back, and, you know, I'm sure he'll be ready to go once we roll around to week one.
And I guess a lot of people want to ask you about your buddy's contract and whether you're going to be paying a few less green fees and so forth.
No, I'm happy for Matthew. Obviously, you know, he's played really well on a high level for a long time. So happy for him, well deserved. And, you know, that's pretty much it.
Man, what is going to be your mindset going to this fourth preseason game?
You know, for me, it's one of those things. It's an opportunity. Obviously, the fourth preseason game, you know, we don't usually play as much. So. For the young guys, it's a great opportunity for them to showcase what they've got and to put another game on film. I always enjoy, you know, seeing the competitiveness that shows up in this game. But there's also a lot of stuff during this week that we want to work on the field. And you know, I feel like we've gotten good practices in this week as well.
Muhammad, coach said he's had a great training camp and so forth. What did you see for him as he becomes more comfortable? You know, with the team.
Yeah, I think, you know, Muhammad's done a great job, you know, for us really this entire offseason and through camp. You know, I feel like he's in really good condition, and I think he's a lot more comfortable within the system, you know, not thinking as much, and I think that helps guys play faster. But he's looked really good, and he had a great season for us last year as well. So I expect him to do, you know, a lot of good things for us this year.
Do you think about Jake Matthews? Do you feel, Coach said, he's not coming in any injuries, recovering in the offseason? He's kind of coming in at full strength this year.
Yeah, you know, Jake's a guy, you know, everybody has to deal with that at certain times throughout their career where you're nicked up. You know, Jake's a warrior, though. He's tough and has played through a lot of things throughout his career. But I know he says he's felt great, you know, this time through camp and is in a good place right now. He's played really well for us during the preseason, so... you know, I think everybody's excited with where Jake is at.
Taylor Gabriel came in, was a late add-on last year, and you saw the progression toward the end of the season. With the full offseason with the team, do you think he's kind of destined for a breakout year this year?
Well, you know, I thought he had a breakout year last year. I thought, you know, he did a lot of – I don't think he's probably sneaking up on anybody. I think everybody knows what he's capable of doing. But he's another guy, I think, that, you know, had his opportunity last year, made the most of it coming here, and really helped us out. You know, he was an add after camp that really helped our football team. So he's done a great job. I mean, obviously, he's had to, you know, ease his way back into it, you know, this offseason. But the last couple of weeks with him getting some more practice reps, you know, you see the explosion. You see, you know, his ability to create big plays, and that's been evident throughout practice.
For the regular season at this point, you know, since, you know, you got all our proper play Thursday
night. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, you have to get the most out of every time you step onto the field for practice. I think that's probably the number one thing. You know, we've gone through the preseason, worked on a lot of different things, tried to improve in certain areas, and have a pretty good feel for where we're at right now. You know, but what is today? Today's Tuesday, so we still have, you know, 10 or 12 days, whatever, before, even more than that, I guess, but 12 days until we play a regular season game. So between that time, we've got a lot of things to clean up on the practice field, and that's going to be where our focus is at as players.
Do you have a preference whether Sark said he's going to call from the sideline? Is that fine with you? I know Kyle's done it upstairs I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it every which way, you know, with different coordinators throughout the year. It's whatever they're most comfortable with. You know, he's done a good job on the sideline for us, and he's a guy who's done it from the sideline for most of his career. So I think maybe that's where he feels most comfortable. But, you know, we'll be good either way.